Want to be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
When you're cruising down the open road and everything's going real smoothly, you're probably not even thinking about getting a flat tire. But the reality is it can happen at any time, and you know how things go. It always happens at the worst time. It'll be on the way to the airport or an important business meeting or an important meeting with a good friend. And if you've got your toolkit ready, then in the worst case scenario, you'll just arrive a little late. But what if you get a flat tire and discover you have no tools or no spare and you haven't prepared for it? The difference between these two scenarios comes down to one word: preparation. If we think about the last two and a half years, our economy and our stock market has given us two unexpected flat tires. We had the pandemic, global pandemic of 2020, which we're still dealing with, especially on the economic side with shutdowns in China. But we're still dealing with the after effects of that, and we're trying to figure out how to unwind all the federal stimulus that we've received. Completely unexpected. And then this year, we've seen a flat tire in a very unexpected movement of our markets. I mean, the stock market and the bond market have been substantially down both together at the same time, which is very, very unusual, highly unusual. So those are flat tires. And the reality is, as I mentioned on my retirement minute, markets are unpredictable and they're volatile. There are going to be moments where the markets throw us for a loop. And we can't really plan for that in terms of knowing it's going to come. We don't know the timing of markets and economies. We can prepare for it. And that's where your financial plan comes in. Also, don't think right now is a bad time to plan for that, because, you know, if I go back to the beginning of last year, 2021, the market is still in the green as compared to January of 2021. So it's not the end of the world. You can still make a plan and prepare for the reality of volatility. Now, with the challenges of inflation, in the long term, the stock market has historically been the number one way to beat inflation. The problem is markets in the short term are highly volatile and unpredictable. So in a good financial plan, especially for retirement, we don't depend on the stock market for our short-term needs, things like income in retirement. If you're a younger person, your emergency fund or the monies that you're going to use to buy a car or put down on a house in the next 2 or 3 years really should not be invested in the stock market, because it's so unpredictable and you don't want it to be sharply down at the very moment in time you need to cash in that investment and buy a car or put down on a house or retire and you need income to supplement other sorts of income like Social Security and other income you may have. So preparing for these things before they happen is so crucial, and you can do that now because in the context of history, we're still in a good spot for you to take control of your financial future. How do you create an income plan that mitigates the effect of short-term market volatility? How can you have an income plan that can beat inflation over the long haul? How can you reduce income taxes so that you have more money in your pocket? How do you make sure to take care of yourself as you age medically, and also make sure you leave the type of legacy you want to leave behind for your family? So a comprehensive retirement plan is crucial to short and long-term success.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.
Do check